Christmas is canceled, pro-Palestinian protesters riot in New York, block O'Hare in Chicago. By Joel B. Polak on December 25, 2023. Pro-Palestinian protesters spent the weekend rioting, disrupting holiday travel, and targeting Christmas in general in an attempt to force Americans to listen to their concerns by causing them inconveniences, disturbing their holiday plans, and irritating them. In New York City on Monday, several hundred demonstrators carried a bloodied nativity scene to Rockefeller Center. Some carried Islamic symbols. They attempted to disrupt festivities and later clashed with police. One man was heard on video evidently shouting "Jew" at police. Hashtag breaking, NYPD calls for level 3 mobilization amidst numerous fights between pro-Palestine protesters and police at a large protest zero. Hashtag Manhattan L hashtag New York. Currently, the New York Police Department has requested a level 3 mobilization for a large protest that is pic.twitter.com/j2zaverf3. RAWSALERTS at Ross Alerts, December 25, 2023. Update: video emerged of pro-Palestinian activists vandalizing the Union Square Christmas market with anti-Israel graffiti, and even anti-police graffiti familiar from the Black Lives Matter movement. Hashtag NYC walls of Union Square Christmas holiday shops walls defaced with "Long Live Palestine, Intifada and Free Gaza" among other graffiti, as pro-Palestine protesters marched through, during the All Out on Christmas for Gaza protest today. pic.twitter.com/qdgrsn99ye. Olia Scootercaster, at Scootercasterny, December 26, 2023. The New York Post reported. Hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters converged on Midtown Monday, lugging a blood-red mock nativity scene and chanting "Christmas is canceled here. Long live the Intifada," the crowd of about 500 demonstrators yelled, using the Arabic word for rebellion or uprising, as they mobbed the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree where revelers were enjoying the holiday. At least 6 arrests, 4 for disorderly conduct, 1 for menacing and 1 for graffiti, were later reported near Grand Central Station and Union Square, as protesters and cops clashed, according to law enforcement sources. On Christmas Eve, a pro-Palestinian caravan of cars disrupted Christmas caroling in Washington Square Park, the Post reported. In Chicago on Christmas Eve, a group of pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel demonstrators targeted the homes of local lawmakers before briefly shutting down Interstate 90, the key artery connecting Chicago to O'Hare International Airport, in both directions. Local Fox affiliate WFLD32 reported. The caravan's first stop was at Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky's home in Evanston, according to the group's Instagram page. Protesters then went to U.S. Senator Dick Durbin's home in Chicago, shouting chants of "Long Live Palestine." For the third stop, the caravan went toward O'Hare International Airport and disrupted traffic on I-190 and Mannheim Road. Both sides of the roadway were temporarily shut down and traffic was at a standstill. The disruptions even reached suburban Memphis, Tennessee, where a pro-Palestinian crowd disrupted Christmas shopping. Pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel demonstrators have been targeting Christmas and symbols of Christianity for weeks, though some tried to argue that Christmas has Palestinian origins, since Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem, which is today administered by the Palestinian Authority. Jesus was a Jew and the name Palestinian was not in common use to describe the area until more than a century later. The Palestinian Arabs themselves did not adopt Palestinian as their identity until the latter half of the 20th century. Prior to 1948, the term Palestinian typically referred to a Jewish resident of the British Mandate of Palestine. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.